it's not that Ace is bad. It's just he's the odd man out. He's the 4 or 5 receiver on the depth chart. I believe he's 5 right now. He handles a lot of the kickoffs and punts and stuff like that. And unfortunately, in the National Football League, pretty much anybody that comes out of college can field a kick or a punt. So, you know, that position's, that's why so many people, unless you're Devin Hester, pretty much anybody can field one. I believe his average on punts was 7 yard return. That's not a good number at all. They were kind of waiting on him to break out. He never really did. You know, things happen, but I got really tired of watching him fair catch everything kicked in his direction. At some point, you got to run it. I mean, this was pretty much your spot on the team, and you didn't utilize it. So, unfortunately, Ace, you're on the chopping block. And, they draft 2 or 3 receivers a year. So, one of those guys are going to easily take over that spot and probably be more productive. I'm not sure exactly who they're going to have taking over his duties, but I'm sure, you know, even Denard can get kicks and punts, so no worries there. Tad Digman, he's in the Jaguars front office. I don't know if he's getting a new office, but he's getting a new placard. And his new placard is going to tell you that for the Jacksonville Jaguars front office, he is now the senior manager of public relations. It may be worded differently, but pretty much he got promoted in the public relations. So shout out to Tad Digman on that one. What's that going to do? That's going to make things better. This guy's really good at his job. He's really good at a lot of the interactive stuff going on as far as reaching out to the fans, making this as enjoyable to you guys as it is to everybody else. You know, coaches, players, front office, that kind of thing. So, shout out to Tad Digman on that one. We'll probably send you a congratulatory email later on in the week as well. It's really awesome to see you promoted. Wanted to tell you about our good buddy, Mr. Dvorak. We all know that ever since retiring from the suit of Jackson DeVille, we weren't sure what Curtis was going to do next. He still co-owns the bar, the Shim Sham Room. Make sure you go by and check them out. Awesome food and drink specials all the time. Really good place. Everybody that I know that goes to Jacksonville, that's one of the restaurants I send them to. And obviously, if you're a restaurant down in the Jacksonville area and you want me to send people your way, you can contact us here at the show, 3endzone@gmail.com, at the Impact99 on Twitter, at Team Impact Media, either of those, or even on Facebook. You can find us on there, Impact Media. Just look up Jaguar Zone, any of that. But we'll happily feature your restaurant here. But since I know Curtis, I've talked to Curtis. He's been here on the show before. I'm going to plug his restaurant, too. So go to the Shim Sham Room. Make sure to check that out. Say hi to Curtis when you're there. I'll say it from afar for right now. But trust me, next time I'm in Jacksonville, it's one of the first places I'm headed. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about is there's a guy who has started his own Jaguars blog. His name is Scott Cowett, and he told me I could use some stuff from his blog. And the reason I say that is a point I was going to make to you guys this week. He actually elaborated on pretty well, and you can go to ugabsports.com. And Jaguar Jungle 2, I believe, or Jaguar Jungle, I believe, will get you to his page. If not, I will find the links and put them up. But he does a weekly blog talking about his opinion. I believe he's a 18-year season ticket holder. So I do like, though, he's a lot like me. He's not afraid to call a spade sometimes. But the thing that he wanted to say, and this comes from all the years I used to follow Tampa Bay, and ultimately we still follow them for Impact Media, as well as the Falcons and a lot of other people like that, along with the Jaguars. But he brings up the point that the defense wasn't as bad as it looked last year, and it's true. if you actually look at the numbers, they had more sacks, which is 45, than any other year all the way back to 2005. But he calls it out and he says, you know, yeah, the sacks were up, but 26th in the league in points allowed and yards allowed. And he points to exactly what I thought the problem was, too, or the main problem. There was a couple. But you're going to have that. To quote him, he says that he attributes ranked 26th in the league in points allowed and yards allowed on the poor tackling by the defensive backs. I agree. I know they were trying to be aggressive. I don't know if Gus had told them to try to be aggressive. But at times when you're over-aggressive as a defensive back, you try to go for the interception as opposed to deflecting the ball or just tackling the guy when he catches the ball. So when you go for the interception all the time, you leave these guys wide open. That's what typically happened. We got beat deep a lot. Like I said, this is the same thing Tampa went through years ago when they just weren't aggressive enough. They led the league in tackles and, you know, watched the playoffs from their house every year. The reason they got good was they started being a little more aggressive. They're kind of back in that lull now, but that's Tampa. We're talking about Jacksonville. You know, like he says here, too many times the defensive backs would miss tackles, which means it led to big scores or big plays. You could have easily just tackled the guy and let him have his 10 yards, let him have his 8 yards. He beat you on the play. Tackle him so that it's 2nd and 2 and not 1st and goal. I understand you're trying to go for the big play, and yeah, interceptions are nice, but, you know, sometimes you just have to just play defense. You just have to play defense. So I think the tackling will get better. I know this is something I heard Coach Bradley say they were going to work on was their defensive tackling. He felt like it was a little underutilized, I guess was the word he wanted to use, but... appreciate Scott Cowett letting me use that little tidbit there, because that was exactly what I was going to say. I thought that was the weakest point of the defense, because the defensive line had some good push, and of course they had the sacks to back it up. I thought the linebackers, even given the injuries that happened, I thought they played solid. They were able to shut down most of the middle of the field. That's pretty much what you wanted to do. There was a few sacks in there as well. The defensive backs did a pretty good job covering, and I know that was only year two of a system, and a lot of those guys were new. But now they know the system. You just got to know when to be aggressive and when not to be aggressive. And it's a tough thing because, you know, sometimes you can do a few things right, and it just doesn't turn out right. Things happen. But I think they're going to work on those. They're going to definitely work on the on tackling better. And a little bit better on the coverage. I can't wait for year 3 here of the Gus Bradley scheme. But last thing I wanted to get to is our owner, Shad Khan, is supposedly reluctant. We're getting, I think we're having the neighboring radio station. We're picking up them too. So shout out to them. Hey guys. They're now staring at us really weird. Anyway, Shad Khan is reluctant to move the Green Bay game to London. Of course, not this year, but that would be next year. One of the proposed London games is Green Bay at Jacksonville, even though that game will be in London. And I'm going to tell you why he's reluctant. It has nothing to do with wanting to go to London or not, because we all know Shad loves going to London, loves taking the team to London. I have no problem there. At the end of the day, what do I always say about the NFL? It's a business. The Jaguars make a pretty good chunk of money for playing games over there in London. So, you know, that's not really the issue, but a team like Green Bay is going to bring fans from all over the nation into Jacksonville to pump up the economy, to spend money while they're at the stadium. In the long run, you're going to make more money from playing the game in Jacksonville than if you go to London. And to me, I think that's why. And that'll be such a high profile game as well. I think this is his 1B here. 1A was the team will benefit more financially from the game being here. And he does have a choice in this, I'm pretty sure. I think he can easily back out of going over there if he wants. I'm going to check more into that. But the that was the 1A. The 1B is that this is such a high-profile game. It's nothing personal to London and everybody in Europe that would come to that game, but this is such a great, you know, it'd be great to see what our defense can do against Aaron Rodgers and, you know, if Clay Matthews can get to Blake Bortles, those kinds of things. It'll be better for you guys and for all of us to be able to see this game in Jacksonville. He wants this game in Jacksonville, not just for the financial gain, but for the fan gain. You guys get to see two exceptional teams in a heavyweight fight. It'll be blow for blow. It'll be a really fun game, for sure. And Mr. Khan, I have all the faith in the world. You're going to make the greatest decision on this, and I know everybody's going to back you on that. And that's actually.
Stand up and cheer for the Jaguars. We are proud and brave. Stand up and cheer for the Jaguars. Duval is where we play. Move those chains, till we win the game. Stand up and shout for your Jaguars.